Thank you for tuning in to Oasis Wellness Lab podcast, where we promote wellness through creative avenues in style, travel, food, and mindfulness. Today, we're speaking with London-based Reiki practitioner Jaha Brown. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Oasis Wellness Lab. And today I am joined by Reiki practitioner, Miss Jaha Brown. How are you, Jaha?
I'm good, Adrena. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really great. Had a great weekend. How about yours?
Yeah, mine's been good. Very chilled. So yeah, it's been nice. Had some Reiki clients yesterday. So yeah, okay. It's been good. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So let's talk about Reiki. Now I'm going to use myself as an example because I have been wanting to do a Reiki session for a while now.
Yes.
I had a friend who did it and he absolutely loved it. And he's like one of these guys who is, you know, a little bit skeptical of things. So if he loved it, I was like, okay, I have to try it. I have to try it. Because it's such a big thing here in New York.
Yeah, I've heard it's like really big over there. So no, you definitely need to do it. Definitely. Yes, but yeah, I'll tell you more about it as well.
Okay. All right. So let's start off. Can you tell us, what is Reiki?
So Reiki is a Japanese healing technique from the hands, and it's basically using universal energy to balance your chakra points out and your body and your mental, spiritual and physical healing. And so the Reiki practitioner will place the hands over your chakra points, and that will transfer the universal energy through that. And yeah, it promotes self-healing, and it's a very gentle therapy, but has a massive impact, and without you realizing it. Yeah.
Okay. And so when you talk about chakras, can you explain to everyone about what those chakras are? I personally am familiar with them because I do meditation and I'm like, stuff like that.
Okay.
So explain to everyone, what are the chakras?
Yeah, so we have 7 chakra points within our systems, and they're basically centers, they're energy centers, and they all need to stay opened and aligned. And so if one becomes blocked, and that can lead to certain, you feeling a certain way or diseases. And so we have the crown chakra, which is based at the top of your head, and that's to do with your wisdom and spiritual connection. And then you have your third eye, which is to do with your intuition, which is based between your eyebrows. And then you have your throat chakra, which is to do with personal truth, expression, communication. And then you have your heart chakra, which is to do with compassion, love. That's what that one's. And then your solar plexus, which is near the stomach area, and that's to do with social self, power and confidence. And then you have your sacral, which is your below the navel, which is to do with emotions, creativity, sexuality. And then you have your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, which is to do with safety and grounding. So once you open all of these chakras, you feel in harmony and in balance with yourself. So yeah.
And Reiki healing is a way to get those chakras in line.
Yeah, it's to definitely get those chakras in line. And for example, when I go over a particular client, for example, say it's the voice chakra, I could sense that it might be lacking, so the person needs to come into their truth more, stand up for what they believe in. So, and if you're suffering from a sore throat, that could have been led because you've put so much, you've been going through a stressful time, and you know, communication's one of the main things that we do, so that could be affected by it. So yeah, so the healing energy is to remove all that stagnant energy from those points. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm on my search for a practitioner.
Yes.
I need to know what I need to look for in a practitioner. Is there a certification? Do they need to have certain qualities? What should I be looking for?
Yeah, so the first thing is definitely going to find a Reiki practitioner. I know in England there's the UK Federation for Reiki, so there is a federation, so you can type in where you search the area and there's a list of Reiki practitioners, and all Reiki practitioners will all have a certificate of level 1 and level 2, and you can ask the practitioner if you need to see them, but sometimes people have them displayed up in their rooms. And also it's to do with your if you feel the person energetically and you feel like they're the right person to do the Reiki with. So you might come across loads of Reiki practitioners, but there might be just someone that you connect with a bit more, and so that's the best person to go because your souls are more connected. So definitely look out for their qualifications, and also ask them questions, ask them about Reiki, and they should be able to tell you as much information, and they can suggest certain books to read if you want to know more. So as a client, always just ask as many questions you need to feel comfortable to go forward and do a session.
Okay. Certification. What did you have to go through? Because that seems interesting to me.
Yeah, so level 1 when you do Reiki is basically you get attuned with Reiki energy, which you can only use on yourself and family members. And then level 2 is for you to become a practitioner, where you can use the Reiki energy with the general public, and you obviously get insurance with that. And that's a higher Reiki energy, so that's which allows you to work on the general public, and plus you get symbols with that. And then you have the master level, where you have more Reiki energy, and you can attune other people to become Reiki practitioners.
Okay, now you mentioned performing Reiki on yourself. I've been on YouTube and I've seen like these meditation songs that you can meditate to, but they also say Reiki healing, some of them. Is that the same thing, or is that like a different thing altogether?
I suppose they all have healing properties, like Reiki healing, it might be a different vibrational sound.
Right.
So I'm not depth into sound, like the technical terms with sound, but it might be a different frequency they're using for the Reiki healing sound than maybe a meditation frequency. So that's what I can think of, but I don't know if that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've just always seen it, and I'm like, okay, is that like the same thing as the session? Which I'm sure it's not, because there's more to the session. When I go, what should I expect?
When you go, usually fall asleep because you're really chilled and the music's on, and you just feel like, it's like certain clients that have, they feel certain energy rush over them. They'll either fall asleep. Just a very deep relaxation period of 30 minutes to, or an hour, whichever time slot you have. And, some clients, as I said, feel sensations, hear things, see things. And you come out of that very uplifted and very grounded and centered. Everyone's experience of Reiki, like my clients have all had a varied experience with that, but they've all been positive. Sometimes people feel like they're floating out of their body. Some people feel like, it's all different to, it's all such a different experience. And again, it's also how much you are open to the experience as well. So if you come in very open-minded, then you're going to receive a lot of the, the Reiki energy. And
okay, is crystal healing involved in the session?
Some practitioners do use crystals with Reiki, because again, there's lots of crystals that are aligned with your chakra points, which gives more of a powerful healing session. However, I don't do that with mine, but I would like to learn crystal healing to definitely bring those two parts together, because I think they can give a very powerful session.
You should come to New York.
I know. I've been to New York, but I need to do a healing trip to New York. That's the next on my list.
That is another big thing, because there's a store in Lower Manhattan that I love so dearly, but it's called Namaste. And they have literally every stone you could think of. They sell like
other things. Oh, that's amazing.
It's like a bookstore too. Like, they have books on healing and like tarot cards and sage incense, like all of those spiritual and energy healing tools that you need. But yeah, they're really known for like the crystals, like any crystals you can think of, any stones.
Oh, they have it.
It's like an amazing, it's so amazing. But I told you that because I go there a lot to buy stones. Could I bring those to my session?
Yeah, you can bring those stones to session if the practitioner is working with crystals, I think. And also the practitioner would usually have their own set of crystals to work with on the clients as well. But yeah, I'm sure you could bring them and talk about it with the practitioner, and they could use it within your session if it was for a particular point, for example. So like, if you wanted to do something with your root chakra, ruby is a very good stone for that, and so because it holds strength and represents the life force. So yeah, you can bring certain stones that represent, like, yeah, collate with the chakra points for sure. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, during the reading, what are you as a practitioner looking for?
So, so when I begin Reiki, I go over the chakra points, as I said before, and it's looking to see what I, from my readings, I get either images or readings of this person needs to do this, they're lacking in this, they're doing this very well. So over that hour, I would collate all this information and then relay that to the person. And sometimes when I've had a client, they're like, that is spot on. Or, you know, sometimes the things that I tell them, it might not happen in the present moment, but it might happen in a couple of years' time or a couple of months' time. And so, but usually it's very connected to the now and the present. So for example, as I said, if I see someone that's their third eyes very foggy or very closed, then I will tell them, like, it feels like you need to do a bit more meditation on that and open your third eye a bit more. And if you're sacral and your stomach, and your stomach's not wanting those fatty foods, they're wanting some healthy foods, I basically just relay any information that I get through the reading. Yeah. And then working on that, the client will come back for more and work deeper with that. And so, you know, just constantly removing that stagnant energy and opening up the chakras. Yeah.
How long is this session? Because I would imagine it would be about at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, so some people like 30 minutes, especially if they're just testing the waters, just to, you know, see what it's like. So 30 minutes is great. But then other people want to go a bit deeper, so they have an hour. And also Reiki, you can do long distance, so you don't have to physically be in the room as well. I can send Reiki to you in New York. I've done it with a friend in LA before. So, and I was send Reiki for about 10 minutes because you're working with a different time zone, like spiritual time zone. So yes, you can send Reiki that way.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Now, so after this, I'll send you some.
Now, I'm greedy, so I will want to do an hour.
Give me it all. Give me, you know, you can never have too much Reiki.
Right?
So this is a good thing.
I will want the full experience because I'm greedy. But afterwards, I've sat through this hour. I've done my Reiki session for an hour. Will I have any side effects?
The only side effects is that you will come away feeling just very light. So you might, again, it's all very different to different individuals. So some clients I've had before, they come out very thirsty. They want lots of water. So that's their body just telling them to cleanse, you know, flush out these toxins that the energy healing's doing. And then you might crave a certain type of food, or you might want to go to sleep. Like I always advise, once you've done some Reiki, kind of make sure your day is not stressful or you're doing too much. Make sure it's like a day for self-love for you. You know, just, you know, if you can, don't overwork yourself. Just let, because the energy healing, once it's begun, it's a continuous process. So you eating healthily, meditating, journaling, it's all part and parcel of the healing process to continue. So yeah, and then also you just have that reflection of the reading as well. So yeah, which is great.
In the UK, I don't, yeah, I know it's a bit expensive here in New York, but in the UK, how much is it?
So yeah, in the UK, it can vary on practitioner. So mine is £30 for 30 minutes and an hour for 45, but that can vary. So yeah, that's the ballpark. So I don't know what that would be in dollars.
But I don't think it's that much.
No.
Yeah.
It's like $18, $17? No, sorry. Like 27. So it's like $27 or $26 for half an hour or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I probably need to come to London to get my session. Because this is quite more expensive here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So you work in a spa.
Yes, so I'm based at the Bath House, which is in Barking, which is like East London, and it's a really lovely bath house at the back of a library, so it's very unique. And so I'm the Reiki practitioner there, but also I do travel to people's homes if they can't make the Bath House. Yeah.
Okay, but you've also traveled to retreats.
Yeah, that's what I'd love to start, like building my portfolio up as well. Like, it's great, you know, having your regular clients, but also taking it out, to different spaces. So, last year I did, Oya, a retreat for black women here in the UK. And yeah, it was just a beautiful, experience to share this energy with my sisters. And yeah, it was just very, very powerful. And again, a lot of people that I did have there that did do the Reiki never tried it before, and it was a new thing for them. So yeah, it was very powerful in that sense. So yeah, I'd love to continue to do more retreats. Yeah.
And you got a great response for the first time. Yeah. From the first timers.
Yeah, I think it's usually, I think a lot of people don't know what to expect. So even though I've just explained this all to you now, it's kind of what my teacher says, Jessica. It's like, when a lot of people are skeptical, she just says, just come and try some. Just try it. Because as much, I can explain what it does and stuff, but it's also a feeling. And so, yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize the sensations or the emotions that it might arise in it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If that makes
and
sense.
I think also too, when you experience things like this, you get a better understanding.
Definitely.
You know. Yeah. So speaking of being skeptical,
yes.
Does this work? That's the question people always ask. Like, is this like a legit thing?
Yes, it is a legit thing. It is legit. It is. Yeah, it's energy healing at the day, and there's different forms of energy healing from HEMS. This is Reiki is one of them. There's Sekhem energy healing, which is from ancient Egypt. So there's a Reiki practitioner, a Kemetic Reiki practitioner over in the States, called Ra Shaky Temple, and she uses Sekhem energy with the Kemetic Reiki over there. So, and then the one that I use is the Japanese, technique. So to the skeptics out there, all you can say is try, but also it might not be for you. You know, so there's other ways of healing. Reiki is just one of those. And if it feels right for you, then do it, but also give it a try if you're open as well. Yeah.
Right. So don't knock it until you try it.
Yeah, don't knock it until you try it. Yeah, exactly. exactly. And then you might try it and you might be like, no, but I doubt that, because everyone yeah. that I've had is like, oh, I want to come back again. I'm going to tell everyone. Because right. again, it's a deep connection with yourself, and it's very personal. So again, as I say, it's all different to everyone, but you do go within yourself. And I think a lot of clients are surprised how much of an effect that does have. And yeah, it's very, very powerful. Yeah.
Great. What do you have planned for this year?
So this year I want to do my master level. So I'm going to go back up to Liverpool and do that. So that's going to be amazing. And I would love to start the Sikkim training. There's a Sikkim teacher here in London. So I'd like to start and incorporate Reiki and Sikkim energy healing both together, and also do the crystals. So yeah, just kind of... yeah, bring that out and share that within the community.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm coming to London this summer.
Awesome. Great.
So I'll have to pay you a visit and maybe have you have someone video my session. I'll come again.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be great.
Yeah, like I'm sure I'll have a session before I get there. Actually, I know I will. Okay. So the second time you all can see me go through this session.
Yeah, that would be great. And we can film it.
Yeah, yeah, and I can show you guys that it's harmless. It'll be okay.
It's harmless. Nothing happened. Like, no, you'll feel good after.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah. And I just want to debunk one myth. This Reiki healing has zero to do with religion. Any religion.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, Reiki has no affiliation with any religion. It's a spiritual practice. It's a healing practice.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay, Jaha. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for talking to me. And I'm glad you're going to get some Reiki done. So I'm interested to hear, and also coming over here, which is exciting.
Yes. I need a vacation, but at the same time, I'll be working.
Yeah, so you can drop in a bit of healing session for yourself.
Before I let you go, tell everyone how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, so you can get in contact with me on Instagram, Jaha Brown, or Twitter, Jaha_B. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. And you guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Until next week.